And the type of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker?
Any other name?
That's all, that's the only one I know of.
Alright. Have you ever heard anybody turn that around and say peckerwood?
Yes.
You call it?
I've heard them say peckerwood.
Have you ever heard that word used in reference to people?
Yes.
What kind of people?
White.
Blacks would use it in talking about white.
Blacks would use it in talking about white.
What would be the intent behind that?
Oh, he's a peckerwood. It's not a compliment.
It's insulting.
It's not lowly insulting, but you know.
Kind of joking,
right? Mm. I don't think they would joke with him by saying it, but you know, that's the thing that they would extremely derogatory.
Yes, they peck.
No, I've never heard that.
Animal that really smells bad if you want to.
Skunk.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Cold cat?
Oh, yeah, I've heard cold cat.
A general word for animals that are bad about getting in hen roosts and killing your chickens, you might say, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those. What?
Fox?
Okay. This is a more comprehensive term that could cover animals like foxes and...
I don't know.
What about varmints?
Yeah, varmints, yeah.
All right. And a bushy-tailed animal that runs around in trees.
Squirrel.
Different kind?
Red squirrel, fox squirrel.
Is that the same thing?
No. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe the red squirrel is kind of reddish.
You ever heard of gray squirrel?
No.
Or cat squirrel?
No.
Something that is similar to a squirrel, but it doesn't have a big bushy tail and stays on the ground mostly.
Chipmunk?
Mm-hmm. Have those right here?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you like fish?
No.
You don't? Well, tell me about if somebody wanted to go freshwater fishing around here, what kind of fish could you catch?
Bass, trout, freshwater, I don't know.
All right, what about saltwater?
Mullets, trout, I guess they're there too, I don't know, catfish, I guess, I bet catfish is just freshwater. White trout, that's all I can remember.
A type of seafood that people talk about eating on a half shell.
Oysters.
Alright. And a little fan-tailed animal that's very popular. Cocktails.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what about the plural of that? You say three.
Shrimp.
And an animal that's found around water. It makes a croaking noise.
Frog.
Alright. What about different types?
Wool frog. A toad. That's it.
Very tiny ones don't get much bigger than that.
I might have seen them, I don't know the name.
People say that they come out after the rain. Tree frogs, spring frogs, anything like that. Okay. If you were going freshwater fishing, what might you use for bait? For live bait?
Live fish? Oh, worms, oh dear. Liver, I think use liver around here.
Any particular kind of
worm?
Yeah, that's what it was. Right. What about a small fish that you might use for live bait?
Minnow.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is an animal that has a hard shell. He can pull his head and legs in.
A turtle.
Right. Now, when you say turtle, do you mean the animal that stays around water or the one that's always on land?
Hmm. One's a tortoise. I suppose. The tortoise is the one that's on land. I can't remember.
Okay.
I suppose.
Okay. Any other names for the land turtle that you've heard?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard cooter, gopher?
Gopher?
Mm-hmm.
I know that was a turtle. Yeah, I've heard of gopher.
Yeah. But it brings to mind the furry little animal.
The furry?
For gopher.
I don't know. I just heard gopher. I'm not sure.
You're not sure what kind of animal it is?
No.
Okay. What was I going to say? Terrapin?
No.